The lobby displays are set up in Quirk, and Elena is teaching new crew members the process of guiding a tactile tour. She explains exactly how the crew should interact with patrons and lists essential elements that they should cover in the tour. And when I say exactly, I mean exactly.
So you have a person, touch like this, never grab the hand of the person. If when you are here and they are navigating, do you want me to explain? Yes. May I grab your hand to explain to you the different areas? Yes, please. Or if they say no, then you use the clock. So if they're standing this way, this is going to be 12. This is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, this is Ronia, and that was a clip from a piece we recently put out called Access with Iris, Accessible Theater at EMU. That comes from reporter Hallie Bass and producer Riley Barnsdale. Despite that thing that's going on, we're still working hard to produce the show for you, so if you get the chance, be sure to check out those other projects we put together. But for now, here's Liz with the news.
Week's news, EMU has decided to close all campus housing by March 31st. The university has also announced that it's suspending face-to-face classes for the remainder of the school year. Governor Whitmer has expanded unemployment benefits until April 14th. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. On Friday, March 20th, EMU students should have received an email from the Associate Vice President of Student Affairs and the Chief Financial Officer stating that residential halls will be closed beginning March 31st. This precaution is being taken to increase social distancing among EMU students. Students who are exempt from moving out are international students, those who live far away, and those who have sick family members or special circumstances. Housing and Dining Services are offering a partial refund to students who move out by 5 p.m. on March 31st. The value owed to each student will be processed over the next several weeks. Those who commit to residing in university housing next fall will receive an additional $500 housing grant. On March 15th, President Smith announced that all campus events will be postponed until May 8th. This includes spring commencement and the multicultural graduation celebration. Governor Whitmer has signed an executive order to expand eligibility for unemployment benefits until April 14th at 11:59 p.m. Unemployment will be extended to people who have unanticipated family care responsibilities, as well as workers who are sick, immune compromised, or quarantined, and don't have access to paid family or medical leave. This expansion also covers first responders who get sick and are quarantined. Benefits will be applied for 26 weeks instead of the standard 20 weeks. The application eligibility period will be increased from 14 days to 28 days, and the normal in-person registration and work search is suspended. To apply for unemployment, you can go to michigan.gov/UIA or call 1-866-500-007. While the sports seasons have been halted indefinitely, we still want to celebrate the success of our Eagles thus far. The men's track team finished second in the MAC, while the gymnastics team finished with 3 wins before the cancellation of their season. The tennis team finished with a 10-7 record. The women's basketball team was also on their way up in the MAC, having finished with a winning record. They closed this season 16-15, with 9-9 in the MAC, and 9-6 at home. You can find full-length articles covering all of our stories at EasternEcho.com. As always, thank you for listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. The Echo will continue to keep you updated during these unprecedented times. This is Liz Horniak signing off.
Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Cabunsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.